Thankfully, my rich dad taught me that taxes aren't unavoidable and that, quite the contrary, they could even be used to your advantage. My rich dad was not my real dad. He was my best friend's father. My rich dad was an entrepreneur who owned retail stores, restaurants, and hotels. My real dad was a school teacher who eventually became the head of education for the state of Hawaii. It was my rich dad that pointed out to his son and me that there are four different types of people in the world of money. He defined these four types with a diagram he called the cash flow quadrant. In the diagram, E stands for employee. S stands for self-employed or small business owner. B stands for big business owner. I stands for investor. As a boy, thanks to my rich dad, I knew that those in the E and S quadrants paid the highest percentage in tax. I also knew that those in the B and I quadrants paid the lowest percentage, sometimes zero in taxes. Following my rich dad's advice, I focused my life on the B and I quadrants and have done very well financially. All I had to know was the rules and how to play by them. My problem was finding CPAs who understood the tax laws as my rich dad did. Over the years, I lost a lot of money to taxes simply because I had high-priced, well-educated CPAs who were not the brightest matches in the box. That is, until I met Tom Wheelwright. For years now, Tom has been my guiding light, allowing me to do what I do best, which is build businesses, invest, create jobs, and make money, all the while paying less and less in taxes, legally. I've encouraged Tom to write this most important book, especially at this time in history. I'm glad it's here, and I trust you'll enjoy and learn from it. Today, taxes are killing many people financially. Perhaps you know what I mean. Do you look at your paycheck every month and wonder where all your money is going? I'll tell you. It's going to the people who know how to use taxes to make money rather than lose money. It's going to people like me. As you'll find out more in this book, governments write the tax codes to incentivize investors and entrepreneurs to behave how they want. So if a government wants more affordable housing, they'll provide some great tax incentives to motivate developers to build affordable housing. The problem is that the governments still have to pay their bills. So whom do they tax? The middle class. And they use those taxes to subsidize people like me who behave how they want in order to get tax breaks. As you know, today there's a growing outcry to tax the rich. Many believe the rich are tax cheats and are ripping off the poor and middle class. And some are. As long as taxes exist, there will be tax cheats, and not all of them are rich. The poor and middle class have their fair share of tax cheats. We all know there's a large underground tax-free economy in every city of the world, all filled with tax cheats. You probably know some of these people. Tom Wheelwright's book will give you a different perspective on taxes. He sees taxes as government incentives and economic stimulus to keep the wheels of the economy greased and moving. That is how my rich dad saw taxes. He simply saw himself doing what the government wanted done, and in return, the government offered him tax breaks. Again, my problem has been getting other people, friends, family, business associates, and yes, CPAs, to see taxes from the same point of view. Most people could not see this point of view simply because most people are terrified of the tax man, even many CPAs. Most people live in fear of doing something wrong, which is why many people feel better just paying more and more in taxes and then protest that the rich are tax cheats. This is not financially intelligent. Today, I receive tax breaks because I provide jobs through my businesses, provide housing through my apartment houses, and provide energy by drilling for oil, keeping energy costs low, and the economy moving. I don't write this to rub it into your face, and I acknowledge that it doesn't seem fair, but as not just my rich dad, but also probably every dad said, life isn't fair. Rather, I write this because I want you to know that you can also use the tax code to your advantage to help you make money, or at the very least, greatly reduce your tax burden. And that's why I'm very happy that my friend and personal tax advisor, Tom Wheelwright, wrote this book. To me, there's no better person to explain how taxes work, how the tax code can help you grow richer, and who can, I'm not kidding,